Blog Talk Radio.
Take your time, 'cause I was gonna be there for you. Take your time, don't you know patience is a virtue?
I have a reason to believe that patience is a virtue, because now I understand the things that I've gone through. It shows no limit to what faith can do. Your left hand knows not what the right gonna do. Pay your dues for overcoming complex issues. Only fools think that they can walk and they hold you.
Shalom to all of our listeners. I'm Elder Uriah, and we have with us Elder Yael, my brother. And tonight we have a very interesting show. The Ruach HaKodesh gave Elder Yael this wonderful titled message. It's called Spiritual Foundation Furnishes Perfect Security. Again, that's a spiritual foundation furnishes perfect security. And we do have a scripture reading for that goes along with that. We have a foundational scripture. And that's going to be coming from, see, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and starting at verse 11. We'll read a couple of these scriptures. Not going to read them all because Elder is going to mention some of these scriptures a little later on. So I'm going to read the first, at least the first two. It says, and this is the King James Version. It says, for other foundation no man lay than that is laid. In other words, beside that which is already laid. And that is Yehoshua HaMashiach. So that's the foundation right there. It's not built upon our Mashiach. You don't have no foundation. You're just
that's right.
Blowing in the wind. Hallelujah. You know, an elder, I don't want to change the theme of what we're going at tonight, but, you know, there's actually groups that call themselves Israelites, you know. I mean, and they are, as far as their DNA, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they say they don't. There is no Mashiach. They don't believe in the Mashiach. To me, they're just blowing in the wind. They're just tinkling cymbals, you know, sounding
right.
Brass, empty brass. Just like our brother Shaul said. You know, he said, if you don't have love, you're just tinkling. I mean, they have no roots. How are you going to say you love Yah and you don't love the one he sent? You know, the set apart son. So anyway, so I love that. Glad we started there. You don't have the Mashiach, Yehoshua. You have no foundation. You have no spiritual foundation in Yah. It says, now if any man build upon this foundation, okay, so let's say you have Mashiach. If any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, or straw, it says, every man's work shall be made manifest. See, that's what it's saying. Everything done in the dark is going to eventually come to the light.
Mm-hmm.
So our work, the works of our lives, is going to be made manifest. That which in your heart is going to be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's about far as I'm going to go in that, Elder, and I know you're going to have more to say on that. And and I can't wait. So we're just going to go ahead and get into this, family. Elder, go ahead and take it over.
Okay, all right. So now, Elder, Yelaya, appreciate that introduction. And touching on the title of our message tonight, Spiritual Foundation Furnishes Perfect Security, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is really something, because I like that, because, you know, me, the type of work I do, I work with people. I do just chiropractic. I do that kind of work, you know. Those are physical things that we do to keep our bodies in shape. You see, keep our spine fine. You see, and when I looked at this body that I'm working with each day that we have, even my own, I know how important it is that we take care of ourselves, you know, do the best we can, because when I looked at it, and I kind of thought about it, I said, okay, when you look at a person, you look at their feet. That's their foundation. Your feet.
Hallelujah.
Okay. So that's important. So it's very important that us people here do the best we can, support our foundation, wear good shoes if we can, do things that's going to keep that part of our body in shape. You know, we don't want to just be out there running around with any kind of shoes on or no shoes or doing anything. And because, see, that particular foundation on our body, you really have to be careful, because when you look at your feet, you look at it, you'll see there is an arch under each feet, each
mm-hmm.
foot. You have an arch, okay?
Right.
And so those arches are very important. You see, that's why they try to sell you a shoe that's going to support those arches under your feet, you see? And
that's
so when
right.
they do that, that's preserving the things, other things in your body that could be affected negatively if you don't support it and if you don't take care of it, you see? For instance,
mm-hmm.
if you don't take care of those arches under your feet, okay, what can happen is those arches can drop on you. They can go down, okay? You become flat-footed, okay?
Right.
And see, that's why a lot of times when a person comes into my office, I look at their feet. You see, I do, because sometimes we found a lot of times, in a lot of cases, that is their problem. You know, even if they come in there with a headache, backache, you look at their feet, and most likely you can see why they are suffering with this backache, this headache, you know, or something like that. They're just sick. They're just not feeling good. You see, and because you know. Because as I look at the body, you know, you got the, your extremities, your lower extremities, which consist of your tibia bone that is connected to your feet, okay? And with that tibia bone right beside of it on the lateral side, you got that fibula bone, okay? And then those mm-hmm. bones are very important in you being able to stand and walk with a good balance. Because if that arch drop on you and you ignore it and don't pay no attention, then the next thing you know, you're going to have a problem, because that tibia bone is not going to stay in place. You're going to cause a misalignment between that tibia and that fibula, which also going to affect your knees. Okay?
That's
and
right.
And when you affect your knees, you know, the structure that your knees is built up around or by going to be affected, and now the next thing you know, you're going to lose the synovial fluid there that is there to protect the tibia bone from the femur, you see, and so forth. And when you next thing you're going to realize, you're going to be having bone on bone in the knee. Now you got to go. Now you're going to have degeneration of the knee, degeneration in that joint. You see, so these are things we got to think about. You see. When we talk about a foundation, you see, and that's what, you know, that's why Yah gave me this thing when he showed me the foundation here in his word he talks about, okay, Yahushua, our foundation, okay? It tells us in Isaiah 28, verse 16, guess look what it says is, therefore, thus said the Master Yah, see, I am laying in Zion a stone for a foundation. See, it's important. That foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a settled foundation. He who trusts shall not hasten away. You see? So this foundation that Yah has laid, like he said, in Zion, this is one, it ain't going to wear out, because Yah has laid it. It's been tried already, you see?
That's right.
Tried. cornerstone.
It's a tried stone, a precious cornerstone.
That's right. That's right. So therefore, it ain't nothing gonna happen to it where all of a sudden, you know, you're gonna start being affected negatively by it. If anything, you need to hold on to that stone. Hold on to this tried foundation here. Never let it go. Hang on to it, okay? You know, because Yah has done something here for us, right? And let's see what Yahushua has to say about that. Because if we look over in Matthew, okay? Matthew chapter 7, okay? And I'm just going to kind of look at verse 24 to start, because he has something to say, Yahushua himself, okay? As he tells us in verse 24, chapter 7 of Matthew, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine, these words, notice that, and does them, shall be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. You see, built his house on the rock, and the rain came down, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock, okay? The rock of our salvation, Yahushua, okay?
That's right.
And it goes on to say, and everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them shall be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, okay? And the rain came down, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and they beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. You see? So we see the foundation, even the foundation of our house, okay, is very important. Now we see the foundation of our own bodies, which is our feet, is very important, because we see if you don't support it, you don't treat it fairly like you should, you know, then you just don't know what's going to happen, what could happen, okay? Because if you start feeling this pain in your knee, you need to watch it, okay? Because from there, it's just going to move right on up into your hip bone. And once it get there, your hip connected to your femur. I mean, your femur is connected to your hip. Your hip is connected to your pelvic. Now you're going to cause a misalignment in there, okay? And then after that, it's going to move right on up because the pelvic and everything is connected through muscular tissue and so forth to your spine. And you know your spine is part of your – it's an extension of your brain. That's why they call it the brain stem, okay? So, therefore, you now going to start experiencing things that you didn't expect to ever, you know? And then you will, and a lot of people, when they start having these kind of problems, then they go run into the doctor, the medical doctors, okay? And, of course, the medical doctors, they just give you a drug, a pill, you know? I never heard of too many people getting that much help from the medical doctors when they experiencing all of these kind of symptoms. You see, that we have found that if you go on to some chiropractor, somebody that's going to look at the source, what's causing these problems that you're having. You see. Now you're going to now probably get a different result from your treatment, from your care, okay? Because that's what you have to do. And see, and that's what we have to do, because it tells us here, okay, here in Matthew's, and the rain came down and the floods came and the wind blew and they beat on that house and it fell. And great was its fall, you see? They didn't go, instead of listening to the source, okay, understanding what the real problem was, they didn't listen to the word of Yah. Okay? They didn't. See? And so, therefore, they now have these problems. Okay? And as we read on down here in this particular chapter, it says, and it came to be when Yahushua had ended these words that the people were astonished at his teaching. They were astonished, for he was teaching them as one possessing authority and not as the scribe. You see? So Yahushua knew exactly where to take us to have us to get cured or get help. You see? That's what he does. He makes sure you get help. He sends you to the city. But you notice, it's up to you. It's up to the individual. See? Because if you are the kind of person that's going to ignore the instructions that you have been given, you know, then if that happens, then you're not going to get the help that you really need. Okay? And that's why when we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and look at what is written there, we can see it tells us, again, like you just read the first couple of verse scriptures, but I'm going to just go over this again, chapter 3, verse 11. Let's look at that real quick, Elder. It tells us here, for no one is able to lay any other foundation except that which is laid, which is Yahushua Messiah. See, no one is able to have the instructions, the healing power, the structure of the substance of what it's going to take in order to get you back together, you know, to get you feeling better like you're supposed to, okay? And if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, you see, like we just read, each one's work shall be revealed, for the day shall show it up, because it is revealed by fire, and the fire shall prove the work of each one, what sort it is. Okay, so the fire is going to show it up, and it's going to decide. You know, because it says if anyone works remain which he has built on, he shall receive a reward. Okay? Now, that's good. But if anyone's work is burned, he shall suffer loss. Okay? He shall suffer loss. See? But it goes on to say, he himself shall be saved, but so as through fire. You see? You know, scripture tells us, and I believe we may be able to find that in Isaiah chapter 43. Talk about he, you know, I will be with you through the waters. I will be with you through the fire. You know, let me see if I can find that just to kind of touch on that a little bit, because Yahushua have already laid, this foundation has already been laid, you see. And so we don't have to try to build something else.
Hey, Elder.
Go ahead.
If I may interject here, I don't know if you was coming to this scripture, but here's a beautiful scripture in Isaiah 28:16. It says, therefore, thus saith Yah, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone. A sure foundation. See, this ain't nothing weak. You can stand the test of time. A sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And see, that's the point. See, he's trying to show us. We can, you know, he's already done things for us that we need. All we got to do is trust and listen to his word so that we can be led and guided concerning these things that already has been done for us, for our benefit, you see. And that's what we need to we need to consider, you know. Yah has done things for us, for our salvation. You know, this thing is a sure thing. It's like it's just read. It's not a guessing thing. You just got to listen. You got to be smart enough to tune in, to turn yourself into what is being said out here, okay? We don't want to get caught up out here because I'm telling you, when we look at what's going on in this country right now, you know, and Yahushua has already warned us, you know, if Satan fights against itself, okay, then it won't stand. You see, and we see
That's
some
right.
things that is, we see some things that is seriously something that we must concern ourselves with because we see some things going on even in this leadership political world. You know, the people that are supposed to be leading this country and so forth, fighting each other, Democrats fighting Republicans and so forth, and coming up with stuff that's out of fact. In fact, listening to them, I ain't never seen nobody like this before that could just create a lie out of nowhere, just create something and throw it on you, throw it at you, and make you prove that you didn't do it, you know, whether you did it or not. You got to prove it, prove that you didn't, you see? And see, I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, that looked just like the exact way Satan works against us. That's exactly what he does. He is the accuser of the brethren, you see? He comes up with something that he can just lie about on you, you see? Accuse you, and then now here you are. You got to do everything you possibly can to try to prove that you are innocent of this particular accusation that has been thrown at you. You know, so so when we see these kind of things, we need to be careful. You know, because this thing is like a roaring lion seeking whoever he can devour. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we see this thing, we know. We know Satan. We know we're looking at the work. We're looking at Satan himself that disguised himself as these men up there, you know, men or women, whatever they are, just, you know, coming out of their head with stuff, you know? And I can actually name a few of them, of course. You know, because right now you can turn on your TV and they are out there, you know, coming up with the things that they are accusing each other of, you see. And this is a sad state that these people are in. How could we ever think we're going to be putting any kind of trust in any of them to do anything for us, you see?
That's right.
And so we can't do it because you see there the ways they are. Anybody with common sense, you know, that's why I can't even stand to get somewhere and all of a sudden somebody's going to argue with me about some Democrat that they voting for, that they like, that is somebody that they should have as president, something like that. I can't handle it. I can't deal with it because I know, you know, that person is missing something about them. They're missing, you see? Because we have to be wise.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be wise as, you know, serpents, but harmless as doves. We can't be out here being silly now. That time, you know, we just don't nobody have time for that anymore. Okay?
That's right.
So, anyway, let me just read a little bit more. Do you not know? Let me read in Matthew's again. No, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm going to go down to verse 16. He said, do you not know that you are a dwelling place of Yah and that the Spirit of Yah dwells in you? Do you not know that? See, that's why it's so important that we must know what the Spirit of Yah is, because it dwells in us. And if we don't know what it is, then we don't even know what's going on. We don't even know nothing about life, because it tells us in John 6:63, Yahushua said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You see? So, you know, the flesh profiteth nothing. So I'm just saying it's important that we know these things, you know, that Yah's word. That's why we should be doing everything we can to eat this word up, to digest it, to make it part of us, you see, because it is the life, you see. And that's why that's so important. That's why Yahushua also said, I believe in Matthew chapter 5 there, you know, heaven and earth may pass away, but my word will never, you see, will never pass. So that's eternal life right there. Something that will never pass. You know, you can't nobody destroy it, you see. And so if anyone destroys the dwelling place of Yah, okay, Yah shall destroy him. For the dwelling place of Yah is set apart, which you are. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He makes it plain, you know? The dwelling place of Yah is set apart, which you are. You see? That's what I'm saying. You are the dwelling place of Yah. So we got to make ourselves available for Yah to dwell in us, okay? We can't
running
around ducking and dodging, scared of this word, just ignoring it, putting it up on our shelf when we come home, sitting down before a TV, watching that for the next 3, 4, 5, 6 hours until you get so sleepy that you just got to go to bed, you know? Then all of that time has passed on, and you have not even looked at the word of Yah. You see? These
mm-hmm.
are the things we can. We got to wake up to these facts, because that's what can cause us to miss out, you know, eternal life, you see? He said, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become foolish so that he might become wise, you see? For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with Yah, but it has been written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, Yah knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are worthless. You see? So that's what I'm saying. You got to turn to Yah's word in this life, in this time right now that we have, which I don't think we have that much time left, you know? Because we do, you know, this is an opportunity. We need to be doing everything we can to take the advantage of it. Make sure our calling and our election is sure. We need to be working on that every day of our life. Okay, hallelujah. So, you know, I mean, that's something. Let's take another quick look at Isaiah chapter 43. Here's another interesting thing that I think that we should definitely hear about, because just in case if you hadn't had a chance to really look it up, look at Isaiah chapter 43. Let me take a quick look at that. Now look what Yah has to say, okay, about us. It says in verse 1, but now thus said Yah, your creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. You hear that?
That's right.
The creator of this world is saying
he's married. He's married to his people. He's married to Israel.
That's right. He says he is our husband. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say. You see. So this is not a joke. You see? Now this is serious. This is how serious Yah is about us. You know, when he said, "Oh Jacob," you know, that's what isn't Jacob Yaakov is the progenitor of the 12 tribes. Then we come from him, his loins. I think we did. Do your research. Look at the scripture. You will see Jacob, who Yah changed his name to Israel. You see? So do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I am with you. You see that? And through rivers, they do not overflow you. When you walk through fire, you are not scorched, and a flame does not burn you. Okay? Now, all you got to do is just ask, let the three Hebrew boys that was with Daniel when Nebuchadnezzar wanted to have people worship his statue, this statue that he erected, and they refused, you see. Ask them about this fire, okay, walking through the fire and are not scorched, you see, because he took them and threw them into the fiery furnace, and yet they were not touched, you see. So we got to learn to be able to trust in Yah like some of our ancestors have done in the past that
That's
we
right.
hear about. It, you see, that we can actually read about them, okay? Abraham, you know, people like that. People that have been tried. Daniel in the lion's den, okay? You see? So let's not kid ourselves. We need to now... It's time for us now to get into this word so that we can live. We can have the spirit of Yah dwelling in us. Yah himself, you see? So hallelujah. For I am Yah, your father, the set apart one of Israel, your savior. I gave Mizraim for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your place. See, since you were precious in my eyes, you have been esteemed, and I have loved you, and I give men in your place and people for your life. You see, this is what Yah said. This is Yah saying this. This is what he is. Now, he is the one that actually created us. He is the creator. And he said this coming down, all the way down to us, you know, and exalting us with these wonderful, wonderful promises and words that he is saying right now. He's telling us, do not fear, for I am with you. I shall bring your seed from the east and gather you from the west. You see? That's why we ain't got to be worried. We ain't got to be too, worried about what's going on, because this is what Yah says he is doing for us. Okay? I shall say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them. See? Do not keep them back. Bring my sons from far afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, okay? All those who are called by my name, whom I have created, formed, even made for my esteem. You see that? Oh, hallelujah. This is exciting here. Now, if you ever want to hear, you ever heard of some good news, this is good news, okay?
Hallelujah.
Putting it right in our eyes, in our mouth, telling us these things, you see? So, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, Elder, if you got something you want to jump in with, go ahead.
Oh, no, Elder, I'm just enjoying this message that you
mm-hmm.
got, this sure foundation, man. You know,
yeah,
just
yeah.
going back, you know, how could anybody think that they can overlook our Mashiach, you know. I mean, you can't start building this foundation until you have that stone, you know.
That's right.
Some call it a rock of offense, you know, that tried stone. We know he was tried. He was tempted at every point and passed every test. That's what you want to build on. You don't want to build on something weak. You know, I didn't hear about Buddha being tried. You know, I didn't hear about Muhammad. But we know it's on record of our Mashiach, the things he suffered and was tried. You know, they even preferred a murderer over him. You know, Barabbas. So, you know, that's why it says that we have not a mediator who can, a high priest, who cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, because it's like he was tempted at all points, or tried at all points, just like we are. I like when it says your works will be burned up because the fire is going to reveal it. You know, all this false doctrine, you know, those of us who are truth seekers and we're doing our best to walk the straight and narrow, you know, it frustrates us sometimes when we hear that, this, you know, erroneous doctrine, you know, brothers talking about, you know, there is no Mashiach and all this stuff. But you know what? Yah says all that stuff is going to be tried in the fire. The fire is going to reveal that evil. It's going to reveal that falseness, that error, when you saw that, I like the word in Galatians, that leaven, false doctrine. All that stuff. We don't have to worry. We don't have to get anxiety over stuff like that. You know, Yah says his fire is gonna reveal it. It's gonna be revealed. Hallelujah.
Come on,
just like those fake Ashkenazi is gonna be revealed. He says, you know, okay, you know, that they're looking, you know, prideful now. They, you know, they own the networks and they can put out their false stories and everything and easily deceive the world, especially to deceive the other Gentile, and I say the other because they're Gentiles themselves, you know, they try to all the anti-Semitic stuff. But their fellow Gentile brethren, the Anglo white brethren, they're so easily deceived because they want, they lust for this false image of the Messiah. They want it to be white so much that they ignore. Matter of fact, they stop up their ears. They don't want to hear the truth about the Khazar origin of the Ashkenazi, because they've already built this fantasy in their head that it's white everything. Oh, look, the Jews are white like me. And you know, everything is white. You know, all the Bible characters, you look in their, you know, their Bibles, the printing presses made them all white and everything. So they don't want to run this fantasy. They'll rather stop their ears up and go on to perdition, go on to eternity in the lake of fire, instead of seeking out and accepting the truth. Those hate Negroes that you look down upon all these hundreds of years, they indeed are the apple of Yah's eye. Boy, what a mess, huh? What a pickle they find themselves in. That's why it says in, I believe it's Revelations 3 and 9, it says these liars who say they're Israelites and they're not, the ones that are in Jerusalem right now, it says the whole world, Yah's going to cause them. See, they ain't going to do it on their own, of course. Yah's going to cause them to come to bend before our knee, bend their knee to us and say, you are the one that Yah loved. That's the Most High love. You are the apple of his eye. So, you know, just hold on, Israel. All this is coming out. Let them go ahead and start their money war, because The way this thing going to play out is going to be beautiful in our sight. You know, that they want that Rothschild bank in Iran so bad. You know, they threatened not to trade on the dollar, the petrodollar. And you know what happens, everybody, who threatens not to trade on that dollar. You could ask Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein. So they want to do the same to Iran. But Iran has some partners that could go blow for blow with the United States, mainly China and Russia. So, like I say, those of you, his elect, grab your popcorn, draw close to Yah. He said, you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. And we'll be in Psalm 91. We won't have to worry about nothing. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, we're going to be abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. It talks about the arrows that fly by night. He said, we don't have to worry about it. It shall not come nigh us. Hallelujah. But you got to get in that place. You know, you got to shed off. You got to shed the sin. You know, you got to allow your hearts to be circumcised. That's here. You know, Christians like to talk about that grace. Grace, what do you think this time is right now? This is the time to purify yourself. This is the time to let His Ruach wash you. Let His Word wash you. This is the time to get it together, Israel.
Because he says, this
is the time to come all the way out of this evil, wicked, sinful condition.
That's right.
Come all the way out. He said, come out of Babylon, this wicked system. Come out, unless you want to be partakers of her plague. So this is just a beautiful time. This is a beautiful time. And if you don't get excited about the time you're living in right now, you probably most likely don't have His Ruach dwelling in you.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
Everybody who has this true spirit know that this is a special time to be alive. Hallelujah.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So I was just enjoying you, Elder. And that's I don't have much to say tonight. One of those nights that you know, this wicked system got a lot out of me, man. I tell you, these wicked jobs, that's one thing that I pray for the day that Yah's people come off of these wicked plantations, man. These wicked plantations. And whether we have to get a economic base, you know, for ourselves as a people and trade amongst ourselves and turn over I hate to use the word the dollar because that's what these wars are called for. But whatever currency we use, whether we barter or whatever, support each other. You know, and allow our brother and sister to come off of these systems. How could they come off? Why do we feel bound? Because we don't feel that we will support each other. If we have the support, you will see more of our brothers and sisters coming off of these wicked systems. Because these jobs are evil. And they're getting more wicked. You could just feel the demonic activity on these jobs, man. So that's why it says, you know, it talks about in Daniel and Revelation, it says Satan is going to be like he's wearing out the first King James says saints. He's wearing out the believer. He's going to wear out Yah's elect. In other words, bring them to the point of fatigue, spiritual, mental, and emotional fatigue. He didn't say he's going to overcome them, but he's going to bring them to a point of exhaustion, of fatigue. But Yah said, don't let your heart be troubled. He said, he's overcoming the world. He said, you're going to overcome it too. But a lot of us are coming to this point of fatigue. So we need to draw near to Yah and closer to each other so we could support each other to the point that we could find ourselves coming off of these wicked plantation jobs.
Hallelujah.
That's all they are. Mm-hmm. Is an extension of the old antebellum plantation. We got to come out of this stuff. You know. So I'm not telling anybody right now to quit their job, but what I'm saying is seek Yah for a pathway, for a plan, and Yah will give you. He said he'll give you the desires of your heart. You delight in him. If he knows you want to serve him, he'll reveal to you a pathway out of these plantation jobs. Yes, he will. You might think it's impossible. Oh, well, how would I pay? Yah has a way. Never underestimate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Never underestimate the Ruach in you. Yah will put together a pathway, and he'll reveal it to you. A pathway where you can walk off of these demonic plantation jobs. Seek him. Pray to get off of these plantations, Israel. Pray to get off of them. Because it's coming to the point that there's no place for true believers. Hallelujah. And I'm speaking for myself, too. And I believe he's revealed to me a pathway. So take hope from me. Yah has definitely given me a vision, and all I got to do is walk it out, you know, execute it. Just like a good coach on a football team, he could put together a game plan, but that team got to go out there and execute it. So when Yah gives you that pathway, that vision, execute it. Don't let fear stop you. Don't let naysayers stop you. It's time to come out, all the way out of Babylon. And that's including these jobs. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're absolutely right, you know, because, you know, we see that these Ashkenazes and all of those people that's calling themselves Jews or Israelites and all of that stuff, especially those over there in the land over there calling themselves Jews, we see what the scripture are saying about them. You know, and what I want to do, I want to make sure that our listeners, if you don't do anything else, you might want to look at these scriptures here so that you can always keep in mind that those people that are sitting over there calling themselves Jews and so forth, whatever they're calling themselves, that they, you know, when the scripture said they do lie. You can see that the scripture is absolute because you can back it up. You can prove that they do lie. They do lie because let's just go back to the beginning, kind of. I just want to go back from the time of Noah, okay? Because we know Noah had three sons, right? He had Shem, Ham, and Yefet, okay? Now, we need to know that these people that are over there in the land has no lineage, no relationship to Shem, okay? Is where the lineage of Abraham came down through, okay? Isaac and Jacob and all of them, okay? But Yefet, let's look at it in the scripture here. And it tells us, and see, this is going to explain why they may be over there in the land right now. But it tells us in Genesis chapter 9, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27, look what verse 27 says, okay? It says, let Yah enlarge Yefet, okay?
Yeah.
And let him dwell in the tents of Shem. And
that's
let
right.
Canaan become his servant. So in other words, he didn't give that land to those Ashkenazes over there right now. He said, let them live, dwell in the tents of Shem. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't give them that land. And if you want to know who this is, this Yefet, look at chapter 10, verse 2. The sons of Yefet. Now, notice what it says there, verse 2. The first one is Gomer. And then it says Magog. And Madai and Yawan and Tubal,
Mishap
and Tiras. Okay, remember those. Those are the sons. That is the lineage of Yefet. Okay, don't forget that.
Right.
Now, go to verse 3. Now, what's Yefet's lineage is doing? It's kind of spreading out. It's branching out, okay? Because it says, and the sons of Gomer. Gomer is the first one of Yefet's sons, okay? Now, the sons of Gomer, first one is who? Ashkenaz. Ashkenaz. Okay, and then Riphath and Tergamoth, so forth. So the key is you want to remember these Ashkenazi Jews that are over there in the land, in Jerusalem, in Israel right now, occupying it. Well, yeah, I said, okay, no problem. I'll let you let them dwell there. Let them dwell in the tents of Shem, okay? Because you know what happened to us Israelites. We were there, and of course, we just rebelled against Yah so bad until it just the scripture just had to be fulfilled, because he told us you're going to get kicked out of the script. The land itself is going to vomit you out. Okay,
that's right.
And so that's what happened. You see, so they got kicked out. We got our people got kicked out and ran down out into Africa and so forth and all of those places. You know, so the key is you just want to realize that. These Ashkenaz are not the true Israelites, okay? They are not, because if you follow the lineage of Shem, look over in the next page in verse 21, and also to Shem, the father of all the children of Eber, okay? Eber.
That's right.
Research those. You're talking about the Hebrews. The brother of Yefet. He's the brother of Yefet, the elder. He's the elder brother of Yefet. Children were born, you see? So there it is. So we can keep that. If we just follow this lineage on down, and you will see, you know, even in chapter 11, and look over here in verse 23, and after he brought forth Nahor, well, let's go back to verse 22, and Sarug lived 30 years and brought forth Nahor, okay? And after he brought forth Nahor, Sarug lived 200 years and brought forth sons and daughters. And Nahor lived 29 years. We're talking about Shem lineages, the lineage of Shem, okay?
Mm-hmm.
9 years and brought forth Terah. And after he brought forth Terah, Nahor lived 119 years and brought forth sons and daughters. And Terah lived 70 years and brought forth Abram.
There
Nahor,
you go.
And Haran, you see? So this is coming. I'm just kind of skipping around, following the lineage of Shem, so that you don't be confused with these people that are over there in the land, you know, running around with these crazy hats on and so forth, doing all those stupid things against the wall and so forth. You know, we just want to really let you know that these are not the children of Israel at all. They're not the people we read about in the scripture. You know, when we look at that.
Oh, they can't be. They can't be. In Luke 21:24, it says in the last days, it says Jerusalem is going to be trodden down. It's going to be overrun, it says, by the Gentiles. So the only one prepared right now is the Gentiles. It says until the end of the Gentile age. So until the end of this Gentile age, that who's over there right now? Gentiles is overrun, trodden over, trodden down.
That's right.
Gentiles, they're running roughshod over Jerusalem right now. Oh, Jerusalem is that whole region.
Mm-hmm.
So we know who's there. It's too many. That's why you go line up on line, priest up on priest. It's too many witnesses in the Word to tell you who's over there right now. Revelations call them an outright liar. It says they do lie, just like you read. You know, but that's all right. It's 3:9. It says Revelation 3:9 says he's going to make them and their brethren to bow down and confess it was us, the old hated Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the true apple of Yah's eye. Yah got a way of humbling his enemies. Hallelujah. And the enemies of his people. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, go ahead.
Hallelujah. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, and that's why I really like reading, hearing this scripture in John, in Yochanan, chapter 4, verse 22. Here, listen to verse 21. Yahushua said to her, a woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you shall neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. Now, this is that scripture, this is that situation where the woman and over there was, well, when Yahushua came around, he asked her for some water and so forth. And she was serious, she was curious, mm-hmm. Why in the world you going to ask me, and you're an Israelite, really. That's basically what she said, mm-hmm. You know. Israelite, because they say Jews in this book, but you know, that's just some stuff that they just done put in there.
Right.
Verse 22 says, he just turned around, looked at her. You worship what you do not know. Okay? We worship what we know, because the deliverance is of the Yahudims, the Israelites. Okay? The deliverance is of the Hebrews, Israelites. Okay? All right? So Yahushua set her straight. Okay? So, mm-hmm. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father also does seek such to worship him. And that's why I was getting to so important, you know, because we had just read about the Spirit of God dwells in us, okay? And we need to realize, we need to take that serious. We really do. We need to, you know, do something about that, do what we can to get into Yah's word so that we can make sure that we have his spirit in us, okay?
That's right.
Don't play with it. Don't play with it, okay? Get serious about this thing and follow through on it. Read God's word.
That's right.
Here's what we see what's in it for you. Digest, eat. In other words, eat his word so that you can digest that and make it become part of you. You see? So that's why it's so important. So we need to do that, and that's what why we're talking the way we're talking tonight, okay? Because we know how important it is, okay, to be clinging to Yah right now. This is the most important time thing that we can do these days right now. Okay?
That's right.
Look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, and take a look at verse 18. Look what it says, talking to us now, to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous, ready to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, so that they lay hold on everlasting life. See? There's that foundation again. Good foundation. Okay? Storing up for yourselves. Okay? All right. For times to come. O Timotheus, watch over that which has been entrusted to you, turning aside from the profane and empty babblings and contradictions of the falsely called knowledge, which some have professed it, have missed the goal concerning the belief. Favor be with you. Hallelujah. So be it. You see? So we got to be careful, okay? Don't let anything out here get us caught up to the point where we miss the favor of Yah, the belief. We don't understand. Because there's groups out there right now that insisting on following Christ. What is it? One of those groups out there, IOCC or something like that. I can't recall exactly how it goes. But I'm just saying,
right.
You know, they say they are Hebrew Israelites and all of that stuff, but Christ Jesus is their Savior, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not biblical, see? Because Yahushua said, I come in my Father's name, John 4, John, you know, he said, I come in my Father's name. You see? Another one will come in his own name. Him you will follow. You know?
That's right.
He tells us that. He tells us that. He straightened us out on that, you know, and we're going to still sit there, you know. That's John. That's John chapter 5, verse 43. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will.
His
own name. Jesus. The Greek God Zeus. You know, that's who that is, Jesus. They call him Jesus. You look at all these Mexicans around here, you're going to see some of them having that name, Jesus. And they spell
that's
it
right.
J-E-S-U-S. That's how they spell it, you know?
A lot of them have that name.
That's right. That's right. That's a very popular name around amongst them, you see.
Common.
You will see it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, common name for them, you see. So, but yet you got some of us now who have been brought to the knowledge of who we really are. We are the children of Israel, okay? And they even understand the history. But yet they miss the fact that Yah has told us, don't keep polluting my name. Don't do it. You know, Ezekiel
right.
chapter 20 in Ezekiel, you know, you read what Yah is saying to us about his name, you know, and this ain't no joke. And that's why I'm saying this, because too many people walks around here and take Yah's name in vain. Really, that's what they do. They take it in vain, you know. That's why it says here in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 39. Listen to what it says here. And this is Yah speaking. As for you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Master Yah, go serve each of you his idol. And afterward, if you are not listening to me, you see that? If you are not listening to me, but do not, he said, do not profane my set apart name anymore with your gifts and your idols. You see? He's serious about his name. You see? Why are we going to get out and be just clowning? That's all I could say, you know? You have an opportunity to exalt, uplift Yah, and you're going to go out there and call him somebody else, uplift somebody else, and thinking you just righteous. You know,
right.
But according to this word, you know, you're making a mistake, okay? And I hope that you realize what you're doing before it's too late, because you know, time ain't gonna always be. It ain't gonna always be. You're not gonna always throughout the ceaseless ages to be able to just do that, pollute Yah's name. That's a big mistake everybody's making that does that, okay? I don't care what you call yourself, you know. Too many people out there I see, even in this Hebrew nation, too many of them, you know, they take Yah's name in vain. They take it for granted.
That's right.
That they could just walk, you know,
right.
I could just call them, you know, and they'll look at you with a sly look on their face and let's just say, I do what I want, that's me, you know, because I know everybody ain't hip to his name and I just speak to them in the language that they are in. You know, so that, you know, that, to me, that's dumb. That's dumb. That is dumb. Because if you hear Yah, listen to Yah, you know, because he even told us, even in the last book, Revelation, you just quoted some of these scriptures, Elder, Revelation 3, verse 8, okay? And look what it says, you see, because this ain't no joke. Verse 8, Revelation 3. Look what it says. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one is able to shut it, that you have little power. That's a good explanation of who we are, little power. Yet, but yet, have guarded my word and have not denied my name. You see, this is in Revelation, the last book here. Okay, the end. You have not denied my name. See? And it says here, I'll skip verse 9, but go on down to verse 10. It says, because you have guarded my word, pay close attention to my word. That's what that guard is, okay? Of endurance, I also shall guard you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon all the world to try those who dwell on the earth. Now, can you imagine that? Yeah, that's, you know, that's a promise. So when I read these things and I hear y'all saying these things, that's good enough for me, you know. I'll hold on to his name. I will not never, you know, intentionally go out here and deny the name of Yah, substituting something for him, you know, substituting some junk, some garbage, especially some demonic slave driver, you know, that has held us down for this 400 years, but I'm going to be out there, you know, uplifting that. I don't even want to call it a hand. I'm concerned that's a demon, you know. I ain't going to be up out there doing that. I won't, because of what I hear Yah saying. You got to hear. He says, hear, O Israel. Okay?
That's right.
That's one of the first things he says, do hear. You know, hear his word, people, you know, so that you can straighten your act out. Get it right before Yah. Okay? So, hey,
hello.
You know, that's it. You know, that's just, you know, That's Elder. I think we, you know, what we can do is pick up on this another night, another time. Okay, it's up to you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Well, we laid the foundation. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We talk about that sure foundation, that tried stone. So, yeah, this will be a good time to, you know, call it a night, and you know, if Ruach so leads us, we could pick this up, because we're going to start on that same foundation. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah.
And
hallelujah.
We know that foundation is Yehoshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Well, okay, then. That's what we will do. And we're looking forward to doing this, finishing this, continuing on this in another day. And we pray that you can be with us. Let me just read one more verse here in 2 Timothy, 2 chapter, verse 19. He says, however, the solid foundation of Yah stands firm. Having this sealed, Yah knows those who are his.
Who are his?
And that is, you hear that? I'm telling you. And
yes,
let everyone who names the name of Messiah turn away from unrighteousness. Okay?
Hallelujah.
So, you know, so when we see y'all talking to us like that, we listen. I try to get my ears clean so I can make sure I don't miss anything
That window of opportunity is not going to stay open forever. Hallelujah.
That's right.
That's what the Bible
says.
Today, when you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
You got the opportunity now. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Don't take it for granted.
That's right. That's right. Hallelujah. Well, with that being said, then, I guess we're going to get ready to close this on out, and we'll get back on another day, another third day. We'll be here, right here. So at this time, if you have any questions, anytime that you are in the room, be sure to press 1 on your phone, and we will see a question mark here in this studio, and we will acknowledge you, whatever you have, questions, comments, or whatever it may be. We will be glad to acknowledge you, all right? So we thank you, Todah, again, for being with us this night. So with that being said, Elder, I'm going to go ahead and close us on out with another Set Apart musical tune. Okay.
Go right ahead. Hallelujah.
All right.
Good night.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Thank you.
you see that big tree? Cause that's not a job when your mood's blowing like a leaf. And I can't get mad, so I turn the other cheek. Make myself humble and pray to believe. Who cares what they think? Y'all knows and he understands me. That I'm not just here to be seen. I came out the city world and y'all made me clean. He dusted me off and gave me gifts to be taught. Send me on a journey in the land of the lost. I fight these demons with the news that was brought. Immersing myself in y'all with each and every thought. I hope you understand the penalty and cost. That one of y'all servants should never be lost. Or even compared to a tribe of Pharisee. Put on your armor and don't blow away in the breeze. Or is it Satan's way for us to keep misjudging? We must recognize the spirit in the fruit. Cause the kid came and told it, y'all don't mean that they the truth. Stop jumping to support these leafy Hebrews. Wait a minute, and they true intentions won't shine through. Understand that visible impression is a lie. You've got the suspicion from the introduction of high. But you ignore and let that person pass you by. A deceiver, so you go on the pass judgment on a believer. We gotta know who's really genuine. And let the rock of God embrace and heal with a man. Learn to look with a heart and not a mind. That's the proper way of truly discerning these kinds of friends. And going to the end. And if they untrue, they'll blow away in the wind.
All right. Hallelujah. Okay. Shalom, 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 family. All right.